Father God, in this Advent season, we pray for your church throughout the world. We pray that in all the unjust places, the way is being prepared for you to bring equality, healing, and peace to all of your people. We pray to you our concerns and needs of those who know and all of those who we know and we love. Lord, may we hear your words this morning so that we may become more like you in all that we say and in all that we do. Amen. Connie Lightfoot is an author for Reader's Digest, and she began, she shared a story for their Secret Santa story. She shared that Ave Maria was her favorite, her father's favorite song. And so she was Christmas shopping in the mall and having a delightful time and laughing and enjoying being with other people. And she went into a coffee shop and Ave Maria was playing in the coffee shop. Well, immediately tears came to her eyes. And as she was standing in line and ordering her coffee, she was sniffling and she's sure that her eyes looked red. And when she got to go up to get her coffee, the barista handed her the coffee and said, "Merry Christmas from the person who was standing in front of you. She paid for your coffee." And she wanted me to deliver that message, "Merry Christmas to you." Oh my goodness. She just felt loved. That was an act of bearing up a weaker brother or a weaker sister. It was an act of supporting her. Bearing up is using your strength to serve your brothers and sisters in Christ. That little act of buying somebody's coffee meant the world to that woman that day. And we don't know what people are going through. Paul did not write Romans 15 to reprimand one another, but to encourage them to do what they already knew what was right. He was reminding them to take the next right step. Paul teaches that believers should surrender their own needs to live in harmony with others. As we wait for God's promises to be fulfilled, we need to wait patiently with hope and in peace. Trusting God will bring joy and peace to your heart. I'll be reading Romans from Romans 15, verses 1 to 4. "We who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. We should help others to do what is right and build them up in the Lord. For even Christ didn't live to please himself. As the scriptures say, 'The insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me.' Such things were written in scriptures long ago to teach us, and the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. We are all different, and we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And when people have the desire to help those who are in need, they lean on their own strengths. And they are helping others. And they are modeling God's love. Our friend Maddie has an eye for decorating and a desire to help others. And she came this week and spent hours with a small group decorating the church and preparing it for our Christmas holidays. She wants to bring joy to all of us. She loves modeling and decorating. Now, if I was the one modeling and decorating, it would take not hours, but it would take maybe a month or two, and it would not look as beautiful as she has this place looking this morning. She was leaning on her strength to help others. I have so many examples of our Wellspring family helping others, not to build themselves up, but to be an example of Jesus in time of need. Janine helped terrifically in the office, making the transition of pastors easier for me. A few weeks ago, my car was making a funny noise, and I had no idea how I was going to get home. And I called Trudy to see if her husband was there, see if he could help with the car first of all. But then she right away said, "If you need a ride to your house, I will gladly give you a ride home. Just like that. She was modeling God's love. And when I had COVID and my family was hunkering down, almost all of you reached out to support us. My family rejoiced in a box of food, including the sweet and low, that was delivered to my doorstep, and the fruit that was delivered. It was so delightful and refreshing. Thank you for being a church family that models God's love. Sometimes it is simple and sometimes it is not. But we are called to simply put our neighbors first. They will see Jesus in your heart. Philippians 2 verses 3 and 4 reads, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too." When we show caring and love for others as Jesus did, we are actually developing a concern for other people, for their needs, and in this world, a concern about their anxiety. And we will find a way to bear them up if we do the next right thing. We need to put away that old saying, "Well, I'm just going to look out for number one." It has to be put to rest. Supporting others and building others brings happiness and allows us to take our eyes off of ourselves. Romans 15, starting at verse 5. "May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors." Jesus did not live for himself. He gave himself completely. Completely by taking on the hatred of this world. He showed patience, he showed love and kindness while remaining strong in his conviction. His passion for others allowed him to learn from those who were weak. And he was able to respond with God's words in God's way. The closer we get to Christmas, the faster we start to move, right? We need to be aware. Does that person need a smile? Does that person need help carrying their bags? Does that person need a meal? Can I give that person a Christmas card? Maybe that will brighten their day. Why do we seem to ask God to hurry up when we feel things are wrong or they're just not going our way? Your anxiety goes up. Your worrying goes up. Why can't God fix this? How do I make things work out? It's not us making things work out. It's God making things work out. His purposes will always be fulfilled. We need to be patient. We need to stay in his word. We need to pray. Maybe talk to a brother or sister in Christ. God is so patient with us. Amen. God is so patient with us. We must learn to be patient with each other. Be patient before you speak your words. God's words build us up, and his words give us the ability to be patient. I so appreciate God's loving purpose in every day. Look for the good. And finally, finishing in Romans 9 to 13, he also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice with his people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all ye people of the earth." And in another place, Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope on him." I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. And then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our goal is to glorify God. This can be done by unity in our study of the Bible, as well as our daily speech and even our daily thinking. God calls us to be in unity with him. Imagine if the world leaders had that as their number one goal. We need to be in unity with God. Have you ever noticed that when a person criticizes you or puts you down in some way and you respond righteously, they seem bothered? That probably starts with good thinking and Christian thinking on your end to not argue back, to not criticize back, but to respond how Jesus would want you to respond. You may have hope knowing that you have said the right thing and you are doing the right thing, even when it's difficult. Rejoice in knowing you are doing the right thing. Give thanks to the Lord because he receives us, each of us, with grace, even knowing our faults. As followers, we should not let issues and arguments divide us. We should receive one another as Christ received us. Out in the world, people need more smiles, don't they? A simple smile is so important in today's world. Paul was encouraging the Jews and the Gentiles to unite in Jesus over the common ground of peace. They were working to be equipped to live in a common bond of unity in peace. God was calling them to live in peace. The people were encouraged to allow the God of hope, to fill them with all joy and peace. Maybe that can be our daily prayer this week. Fill us, Lord. Fill our community. Fill our world with joy and peace. God will bring comfort and hope. He calls out to each of us. All we have to do is to accept his love, learn about him, share the goodness of his love. Paul shares in Romans, to discern what is right before Jesus, we are encouraged to do what is right. Any of you sitting there with situations going on, as I have situations going on, doing what is right can be done when you turn to Jesus, when you pause, when you pray, when you peacefully ponder what needs to be done next. Jesus is able to provide strength beyond our own ability. In our unworthiness, Jesus strives to have a friendship and to share in fellowship together with us. No matter what we do, he's with us. He's trying to make room in your life. He's trying to be there in your heart. All we need to do is to turn to him. It is our fellowship with Christ that we will develop better relationships with each other. Don't you think God is smiling when he sees better relationships with each other, it's building a better relationship with God. Deborah Belk wrote this poem called Peace, Finding Peace. Peace without prayer is just impossible, for prayer makes all things possible. Peace without trust cannot be there, for trust gives Jesus our every care. Peace without hope is not able to save, for without hope there's only the grave. Peace without faith can't bring calmness, for faith by itself can't bring stillness. Peace without praise won't make us peaceful, for without praise we can't be grateful. Peace is vital to our lives. Peace in Jesus Christ gives us life. Peace with prayer and trust and hope and faith and praise gives us life. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. We certainly cause more anxiety when we stress over what might not even happen tomorrow. Matt mentioned that earlier with his father. It's okay to be anxious when your parents aren't healthy, but know that God is in control, right? Don't worry about what hasn't happened or may not even happen. Give it to God. Find peace. Trust God. Keep your mind on Him. Amen. Let's pray together. God of patience and peace, show us your wisdom. Show us your wisdom that we may grow to expect your action on your time. You never leave us, Lord. Teach us to be gentle and to be patient with ourselves and with others. Make us receptive to your timing in others, and help us see the long view when we are caught in the frustration of waiting. Be with us as we prepare our hearts to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for speaking tenderly to your people and caring for us as a shepherd cares for his sheep. In your precious name, amen.